There's a argument, a discussion between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael says, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, return us, and then v'nashuva, and then we'll come back. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you first, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, you should first bring us back, and then v'nashuva, we'll come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuva alai va'ashuva aleichem. You come to me, then I'll come to you. Chaim Lozen writes that this discussion, this argument is going on for too long. As Rabbi Yaakov Hillel says that really both are true. When a Yid has a yisurus, a feeling to try to be better, to try to change and work on himself, this yisurus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, Hashem bring us closer to you. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being ma'orer us to become better. Klal Yisrael has to make that move, work on the chudush machat. Making that step, the actual tshuva is tshuva elai. Make, you should come to me. They're actually working on it. And after we work on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tshuva aleichem, after you make the Pesach, kechudush machat, I'll make you a Pesach, kepitcha shel ulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'siyat Shemayim, will do the rest. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Yud Zayin brings a story about Elazar ben Nedaya. Elazar ben Nedaya was a Yid that was over many averus. There was no zayna in the world that they didn't go after. The Gemara says at the end he was in his error. He realized that he has to do tshuva. He went to the Harim, the Chama, and they asked him, please help me, please help me. They all told him, we can't help you. He put his hand between his feet and he cried, Yotz nishmasai, and he was nifter. A baskel came out and said, Elazar ben Dodaya, Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, mezumen l'chai olam haba. Rebbe cried, Bacha Rebbe, yesh kona olamo b'sha'achas. This person that did so many averus, was Isaac and Shmutz, he became a Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, and mezumen l'chai olam haba. How is it? How did that happen? What was the kunz? What was the nekuda that Elazar Nedaya came to? The Gemara says over there, Elazar Nedaya, after he went and asked the Chama and the Harim and the Chacham, everyone to help him, and no one said, everyone said, we can't help you. He said these are key words: Ein hadavar toli ela bi. Ein hadavar toli ela bi. I'm the only one that could do it. It's totally in me. And then he came to a tshuva shlema. What does this mean? What lies in these words? Ein hadavar toli ela bi. Number one, it lies, no excuses. We can't blame our situation, our family situation, our setup, our yeshiva, our chavrusas, my financial situation, the place that I'm living. If I'll be this, I'll be that, it'll be different. Ein hadavar toli ela bi. It's me. It's me. I'm the one that's toli in me. It's not the heart of my voice. No one else can help me. When a person comes to that nekuda and to really internalize, Ein hadavar toli ela bi. It could be koina lama b'sha'achas. it also includes that a person has a koyach to change. Eina dava tala bi. It's telling me, why is it telling me? I really have a koyach to change. I'm able to change. As Noah ben Yonah says in Charata and Shara Tshuva, Hine, abor nofach ba'api, nishmas chayim, v'toiva seichel, la'kiroi. Hashem gave me a neshama, a toiva seichel, to makir. And when you makir Kodesh Baruch Hu, limshol beguf v'chol todoysav, moishol, control the guf. Kashin nimsha al shara bali chayim shein medabrim. Just like you're able to control a live animal, you can control our guf. Yes, we have to really believe in mimaimin that we have the koyachas and a tov tal el bi. I'm the one that could do it. I have to believe that we could do it. A bacher once came over to me, and after we learned this piece in the Rabbein Yoina, he said, "Rebbe, I'm exception, not me, not me. I can't. I have certain things I'm born with. It's too difficult for me to overcome them." I told him, but the Shara Tshuva doesn't say chutz. There's no girsa that says chutz from Yankel, chutz from Pliny. Every yid nafach ba'apu nishmas chayim. Ein tova davar tali ela bi. A person has a koiches. The pasuk says, Hashem will do mila. Mila is a giloi of that Torah. Take off the arla, and that Torah, the bris mila, is under the arla. Everything is there. All you need is mol to take off the outer layer. And the metzias, the avos Hashem akecha, is all there. The pasuk says, that person says, ki b'shrius libi eilich. I go b'shrius libi, says the Targum Yonis of Minazil, nisyayish. He gives up. Why is a person living b'shrius libi eilich, whatever he wants, his taivas, his desires? He's miyayish. He gives up. He doesn't believe they could change. He believes that's who he is. That's who he is. So therefore goes b'shrius libi eilich. The pasuk continues. L'yoy v'Hashem sloyach loy. Hashem won't be moichel you. A mashal, you have a shver that gives a son-in-law a Tesla, a Bugatti, a Bentley, and he walks around saying, "This is a Camry. This is a Shracha car." He'll never be moichel him. Hashem says, "I gave you a neshama. I gave you koiches." Chelka kami mal, the shaman's chelka v'kosh baruch hu. You're am segula. And you say, v'shviris libi eilich, because I'm miyayish, I don't have the koiches, I can't do it. L'yoy v'shem tzloyach loy. The second, that we taka believe that we could do it. Ein adav tal el bi, I have the koiches. I'm be'etzim able to do it. Then a person comes to tshuva shleima. I'm kind of lama b'sha'achas. The story I might have mentioned before, but we get us by repeating it again. It's a story that happened 2 years ago. And it's a real story. It's a real story. No exaggerations. I heard the story from Chashva Yid, a fine, very nice person, Mr. Goldstein from Muncie. He has the children that learned, and I'm learning in yeshiva here. The Shabbos morning, after davening in the Levitan Shul in Muncie, he's saying Kaddish, and he turns to me and says, "Do you want to know why I'm saying Kaddish? I just came back from a family vacation in Alaska." There was a Yid in Alaska, there was a Yid, but he went, totally off the derech. He married a goyisha lady and lived a goyisha life his whole life. Entire life he lived a goyisha life. zero connection to Yiddishkeit. He got sick. At the end of his life, he called up Chabad rabbi. He said, I was born a Jew. I did not live a life of a Jew. How much will it cost to die a Jew? I would like to die a Jew. So the Rav told him, I'll send you a bill. It'll cost money to do Tyra, to send the body to Seattle, Washington. And I sent him a bill, and he sent a check, and he paid. He paid for his, to die a Jew. A few days later, the rabbi started out to check up on him. How's he feeling? And he saw he was holding for the last moments. And he said vidui with him and Shema Yisrael, and he was nifter. Levaya was during Corona, during the COVID. So a whole camp from Canada that weren't able to have a camp in Canada came to Atlanta for the summer. He had over 100 yeshiva bochim and b'nei Torah by his levaya. And this Mr. Goldstein was makabel to say kaddish for him for a whole year for this yid. This yid that lived a life like a goy, married a goyish lady, was zeicha to say vidui before he died. Had a taira in Seattle, Washington. Had over 100 people of b'nei Torah by his levaya in Alaska. And someone to say Kaddish for him for a year for free. Why? He was Mahara B'tshuva. He said he wants to die a Yid. A real hero Tshuva. And Mr. Mahira and his Madrega. He wants to die a Yid. Even though he didn't live a Yid. He was Zeicha such a thing. He chapped. Ein Adavah Tal Elabi. Kolshkin, Kolshkin, us. The more we have to believe that we have the Koychas to change, we could do it. And we're the only ones that could do it. And when we believe we have the koiches, kikarev alecha davar moed b'ficha v'avcha asaisa. It's easy. It's simple. It's karev. I know I could do it. We all have to mechazik, to mekabel, to learn musar. Musar every single day. Abayin yoyna, shar tshuva. There's three parts of the sefer. The first part, toward the 20 madrigas in tshuva. Shar Sheni speaks about the different things that ma'ora a person to do tshuva, and Shar Shlishi goes through all the mitzvahs I say and lois say that a person mechuyev to do. It's kedai to even briefly go through Shar Gimel and be awareness of the mitzvahs and averis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah us to do, and we should all be zeicha to Shana Tova. Gemar chesim atayva, beruchnius and megashmius. For us and wives and mishpacha, we should all be zeicha to gezunt, the parnasa, chavrusis and shalom bayis and shaduchim, refuas. Everything we need to be able to bring the geula shleima and mizeicha together. Vezecha zena inenu b'shuvcha letzion b'rachamim. Thank you.